Will, can you stick around for a minute?
I'll be happy to.
Well, you know, we want to bring in our next guest, singer-songwriter Jill Sobule, because you two actually have a connection. First of all, Jill, welcome to the program.
Hello.
You know, on the inside cover of your CD, Underdog Victorious, there's a crossword puzzle created by some guy named Will Shorts. Jill, let me ask you first, was this your idea?
Yeah, well, it's funny, I couldn't decide what I wanted to have my package look like, the album cover, and I was talking to a friend, it was a mutual friend, and I said, you know, I want to do something crossword-oriented because I'm spending so much time doing this, and really, I really suck at it, but I spend so much time at it. And he goes, well, I know Will. So I emailed him, and you know, one of those things you don't think anyone's going to get back with you. Will you make a puzzle for me, plus the fact my secret desire before I die is to be a Clue. And I don't think it'll ever happen, so at least I hired to get it done.
So Will, what was your reaction when you saw, you know, the email and you were being asked to create a crossword? I mean, why did you decide to get involved?
Well, my first thought was, I don't have time, can't do it. And then the second thought was, you know, this could be very cool to do. I make puzzles all the time and all sorts, but I actually haven't made a regular crossword, I'd say, in over 10 years. Also, I love the email that Jill sent me. She wrote that she often solves the New York Times crossword before she goes into concert to calm herself down.
Oh, people are really liking it. I think it's so rock, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's so cool. So without giving away all of the answers, you know, for people who get the CD and want to play the crossword puzzle, can we assume, Will, that 17 across, popular singer who solves crosswords in her spare time, is indeed Jill Sobule?
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right. Well, we've talked about the cover, so let's hear something from the CD. This is the first cut, Freshman.
I live like a freshman. I still have a roommate. I even moved to Brooklyn. I still need a roommate.
Jill, after all the success you've had, I mean, you had the hit single, I Kissed a Girl, a supermodel from the Clueless soundtrack. You must not live like a freshman anymore.
Are you kidding?
Really?
No, it's... I think that Kissed a Girl and Clueless, they were more, it didn't change my lifestyle necessarily. And the sad thing is it's kind of true, the song. And I was talking to a friend and they said, you know, living in New York City, the true sign of success, which I think I have to lift the bar, but for me it's having your own washer dryer. Mm. And I'm almost there.
Stood by the window and watched the old church burn for the second time.
Many of the songs on the CD are in a film directed by Eric Schaefer. It's called Mind the Gap, and it's coming out in DVD. He also directed the movie If Lucy Fell. And you play a musician who plays on the streets of Queens?
Yeah, he asked me. I'd never acted before, ever, except I did play Miss Hanukkah in my sixth grade play. That was my resume for him, but he thought he'd take a chance with me. But I played a struggling singer-songwriter, and I think I knew how to do that.
So this is where you play?
Yeah, this is where I play.
You like playing here?
No, not really.
Have you ever thought of playing in a bar or a club?
Manny, are you the music CIA?
Guess what? Oh, my God.
He was a fan of the music, and he wanted to put the music in, and he had a part for this songwriter, and he thought, why don't I have... The character was inspired by Jill. Why don't I see if she can do it?
I don't want to get bitter like you.
Are you always writing, jotting down things that might make good material for song?
I go through stages. I'll go through a month where I just don't do anything, and then I'll have my Next month I'll be like Harriet the Spy and have my little writing pad in my back pocket and just... I love riding in the subway. I don't know why that's such inspiration for me.
If I had a jetpack, first thing that I'd do is fly above the gridlock and come to you.
Jetpack is an interesting song. I mean, are you one of the, I guess, many of us who thought by the time the 21st century rolled around we'd actually have personal jetpacks like the Jetsons?
Oh, yeah. I started writing that song right before the millennium, and I was so... I was on the subway thinking, you know, Manhattan is so close. I live in Brooklyn, and it is such a pain to get there, and we were promised jetpacks. This is not right. And, I wrote that on the L train.
Oh, I don't have a jetpack. I don't even have a car. I just have this token in a head full of stars. I wish you didn't live uptown so far. 'Cause I don't have... No, I don't have a jetpack.
There's no tokens anymore. But that line wouldn't have been, the line was, I don't have a jetpack, I don't even have a car, I don't have a token. And I thought, but MetroCard is what they have now, but that just doesn't sound as good, does it?
No, it doesn't scan the way that token does. Is the song Joey about Joey Heatherton?
Oh, yeah. Joey was, well, I remember when I was a kid, she was in the mattress ad. What mattress? Was it Sealy? One of those. And also I remember really early she was on the Dean Martin show. Was she a gold digger?
I think she was.
Joey was the girl at just 15. She had short blonde hair that was slightly teased. She made the older man sweat when she danced on TV.
She was kind of the it girl, and she was sexy and then I remember there was this horrible picture of her. When I had this idea of writing an album called Biography and taking just B personalities, and each song would be about a fallen icon. So that's where that came from.
All she ever wanted was your love and respect. You can stay at my place if you want to.
You have a remarkable way with rhyme. The song Strawberry Gloss, I mean, I don't know how many people would actually include the lyric Jean Nate, which was this, you know, favorite lemon-flavored splash stuff that, you know, at least when I was a teenager, everybody was, you know.
Oh, you had to. Every junior high school girl had that. Mm-hmm. That song is about the tough time. I was saying to someone, I think Freud got it wrong. It's not those first few weeks or months. It's 7th and 8th grade that really mess you up, you know. So it's a song about growing up, and I mentioned the Jean Nate, and last week someone at my show brought me a bottle of Jean Nate, which I haven't smelled since junior high, and it's terrible.
Hot Wheels and comic books hidden away for 17 magazine and Jean Nate, so I kiss the mirror to see how I taste strawberry gloss. Someday I'll say that's what made me, no regrets, maybe.
One more question about your CD. Did you complete the crossword puzzle that Will did for you on the inside cover?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
How long did it take you?
You know what? It took me longer than I'd like to admit. I knew my name, though. I knew that one.
Jill Sobule's new CD is on the Artemis label, and it's called Underdog Victorious. Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You can hear songs from Underdog Victorious and see a clip of Jill Sobule from the film Mind the Gap at our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.